All right, good morning. Shit. To our backstage pass guys, and our number is 855-500-7445 for a shot at winning a for a chance at winning a VIP package to our July 30th show, which will be at the Hollywood Improv. The very, very simple. Guess whether I'm wearing pants this morning or not. Am I wearing pants or am I just wearing my hangers, my boxers? Do I wear briefs? I wear briefs. Well, I'm sure you can guess the times that are appropriate, shall we say, for a man to wear briefs. I believe those times have to do with female company and whether your dick is so enormous that, you know, without proper support, your, you know, lower intestine will fall right through your asshole, something like that. So, now, I was just getting the story here for Anthony Cumia to find out what's up with him. Let me see who we got on the line here. 855-500-7445 is our number. I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 computer mouses. What is wrong? This goddamn fucking room. Give me just enough fucking goddamn... Man, I'm telling you. Good morning, and what is your username?
John in L.A.
John in L.A., brother. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning to you. It's a real simple guess, man. Am I wearing pants or not?
Well, I got a 50-50, so I'm going to say today you are wearing pants.
I am. Yes, I'm wearing pants. These are shorts, but they're still pants.
That counts.
Yeah, it counts. It counts. Some people might give you an argument, you know, but yeah, it counts. So you automatically are our qualifier. John in L.A. Awesome.
That's great.
And you are in L.A.? Or are you in the suburbs or something, man?
I'm in L.A. I'm out by LAX. And the wife and I already have tickets, but I figured I'd take a shot at the big time.
Awesome. Awesome. It'll be so great to... well, you get in the running on the end of the at the end of the month, and we'll do a drawing of everybody. Okay, John?
Very cool.
I'm assuming John in L.A. You Westchester, or where is that over there, man?
Yeah, actually, technically Westchester.
Beautiful. It's great to talk with you, man. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Have a great one, Phil.
All right, you too, buddy. John in L.A. Bye. Qualifying. You got it, man. He was right. I was wearing a pair of shorts. And that's very interesting because yesterday I was wearing pants, so he decided today I'd still be wearing pants. That was a good guess. I would have thought that people would have thought, oh, well, today Phil's definitely not wearing pants. But then again, who the fuck knows what I did yesterday from today? So it's just, you know. All right, John in L.A., our qualifier. Now, we're going to address the Anthony, but I hope you don't take up the whole program with a bunch of because, Phil, there are other things. What is her name?
Mother Angelica.
Yes, Mother Angelica is on right now, and while I am technically an atheist, while I am technically one who loathes, L-O-A-T-H.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, did you get this?
Ooh!
well, I am... Oh, look at Anthony. He looks very ugly and angry. He's an ugly, angry Frankenstein.
Wait a minute, man. Let me just see what's going on here with Anthony. Now, I know Opie by way of Twitter and interactions that we've had there. He's always been a very nice chap. He's always been a cat who has been extremely... She's extremely nice to myself and to people that I know and to other people in business, you know. And, of course, there is the Opie on the air, and he is what he does on the air. And that, you can't really judge a guy too much, except, of course, you know, some shows, I guess, they're unfiltered. And this other cat, Anthony Cumia, I'm going to read to you the story, but I don't, just so you know, I don't know him. I've never met him. He and I have never interacted. That is not to say that I've avoided him, and it's not to say that I've got a problem with him. I've never, ever, ever have I ever had a problem with him. It's just that we don't have occasion to talk. Never had occasion to talk. I just don't see him on Twitter that much. I think is essentially it. All right, so we're going to go over here, and then I'm going to get the story. Let me see here. Folks, if you're calling, we already have a winner. We have a qualifier, I should say, for our, drawing at the end of the month. It was John in L.A. Let me see here. A lover is a person, baby. What happened here with Anthony is that he was canned by SiriusXM. And let me say something to you, man. Because this is so... this is so fucking what I am all about. And I'm going to get on that motherfucker. See, look at... Here's the picture they give you of him, which I think is kind of fucked up. Here's, like... See this guy? Look at how ugly and fucked up he is. There he is with a beard. He's a big fucking ugly racist. You know? Anthony Cumia, the host of SiriusXM's popular Opie and Anthony show, has been fired. Now, get a load of that, man. SiriusXM breaks apart a team that has been together for God knows how long. I understand. But they didn't fire the show. They didn't want to, you know, fuck Opie up. SiriusXM has terminated its relationship with Anthony Cumia of the Opie and Anthony channel. This is from Patrick Riley, Senior Vice President, Communications, SiriusXM. The decision was made and Cumia informed late Thursday, July 3rd, after careful consideration of his racially charged and hate-filled remarks on social media. Riley concluded those remarks and postings are abhorrent to SiriusXM and its behavior is wholly inconsistent with what SiriusXM represents, whatever it is that we represent, which is basically money. The satellite giant, radio giant, did not immediately respond to inquiries about the future of the channel and Cumia's partner, Greg Opie Hughes. At the time of this writing, Hughes has not yet reacted to Cumia's termination on social media. Cumia tweeted the following on Friday morning. Sirius decided to cave and fire me. Welcome to bizarro world. Fired for shit that wasn't even on the air and wasn't illegal. So who's next? You got to understand, you are a representative of that company, man. It's the same thing with Donald motherfucking Sterling. Look at, dude, what do you think happened? If Donald Sterling can get his motherfucking ass bounced, his billion-dollar ass bounced, what makes you think your ass is special? That's number one. But that doesn't even address the real situation here. What makes the fucking world go around is business. And what is business? It's going out and being free to do the shit you want to do, right? Isn't that what pretty much... hold on for a fucking minute here. I have to... You know, if, I don't know, but... I'm going to have to just close fucking windows around here. The company is going to fire you, man, if you bring discredit upon them. Any company will fire you if you bring discredit upon them. This is something that you have to explain to people. actually, it's something you have to explain to reporters. Actually, all these questions are probably answered, and everybody knows the answer, but everyone's talking at each other about this shit anyway. If you say shit that brings this kind of disfavor upon your business, then you get your fucking ass fired, and that's where that's at. So where were we? Aha. Cumia said he was taking photos in Times Square on Tuesday when he was allegedly assaulted by an African-American woman who didn't want her picture taken. He then went on a tirade on Twitter, writing a slew of offensive and racist posts about the incident. According to Cumia, the woman was in the frame of one of his shots, and upon discovering this, immediately assaulted him, punched him in the face. He proceeded to call her an animal bitch and a savage, referring to her as it, and stating that they aren't people. He described the race situation in America as a battle, adding that we are losing. It's really open season on white people in this day and age, he wrote. No recourse, fight back, and you're a racist. The predators show this. the Predators know this. Good luck. This is such ignorant shit. If you go into this fucking world, man, looking for a fight with other races, with other ethnicities, then the goddamn fucking world is going to appear to be a battleground. And it's going to appear to be a place of, of great conflict. And that's the war. That's the war between stupid cunt white people and their perceived enemies, black, brown, green, pink, even other whites, race traitors, or whatever you want to call me, pussy or something like that. I'm more likely to hate a motherfucker that is, you know, racially on edge, morning, fucking noon and night about shit. If some black woman assaulted me, I'd think she was some fucking cunt, and that would be the end of that, and that should have been the end of that. Some fucking cunt assaulted me. On any other given day, and any other, how many black people have let it slide, man, that you were taking their motherfucking picture, that they were in the frame, they didn't give a shit, they just were going about their day, and you're taking your goddamn pictures. Have you ever thought about that? No, that cat doesn't think about that shit, because in his fucking world, it's never occurred to him. He's out doing his thing, he has a negative experience with a human being, and it's all about race. Now, what if that had been Phil Hendry? And I walked up to him, and I told him that he was a punk bitch motherfucker, and we got into it, and, whatever happened, happened. What's he going to tweet about? Is it going to be about race? Well, no, because you're white. Well, why wouldn't it be about race? Because he's white. So he can't be an asshole. So calling another white guy an asshole means he's a fucking asshole. So it can't be about that. So it would be about the next best thing, Phil Hendry. It would be about me. And that would be exactly what it should be about. But a dumb motherfucker doesn't think that way. A dumb motherfucker goes to the first thing that he reacts to, race. And when the dumb motherfucker doesn't have race, then he goes to some other stereotype and some other stereotype and some other stereotype. Now, understand that if the motherfucker didn't like me because I said something to him, he's not going to go to white people, because like I said, he's white, and saying that racially I'm inferior would mean that he's inferior, and of course, he could never say that about himself. So the next thing that he would go to would be the fact that it's Phil Hendry, the broadcaster, and then, oh yeah, on top of that, I'm bald, and most likely I'm older than him, although he don't look like no fucking spring chicken, and all the other stereotypes that you can heap in there, bald and old and all that other shit, right? And that I'm an asshole. But being an asshole because I'm a broadcaster is a tough one to negotiate. It would probably be, oh, this fucking guy, he'd make fun of the fact that I do voices. He would be very specific, is what I'm saying. Now, if it was another white guy that he didn't know, he'd go immediately to the stereotypes. He'd go immediately to the fucking stereotype. Bald, fat, not bald, gay, faggy looking, what have you. This is called stupid. Well, he's not informed. He's stupid. He's fucking stupid. You know, that's all that is. Well, what is stupid, Phil? Willingly not informing yourself of things that are around you every fucking day, investigating, understanding the world around you, being too fucking lazy to investigate and understand the world around you equals fucking stupid. See, that's what that is. According to Kumi, the woman was in the frame. It's open season. He tweeted, after the weekend, I'll have a better idea of things. Fuck serious. I'll pop on the compound show next week and discuss this with total freedom. Meaning he will now become a poster boy for greasy, dirty, old-school, ugly motherfucking racists. Great. That's great, man. Jesus Christ, dude. Look, man. I don't, you know, and here's the other thing. People are losing their fucking jobs every day. People are struggling to keep their fucking jobs every day. And people are very, very distressed, you know? And look at this. I got the Jesus channel on behind me. I actually have the Eternal Word Network on behind me. And people are in distress, and people are trying to make a mortgage payment, and people don't understand the economy. And there's a lot more shit happening, man, than your bullshit, okay? And you lose your fucking job because you're too fucking dumb to understand what you do for a living, man. And I know that you know that you are a public personality. I know that you know that you have to watch your behavior. You can't, you cannot just go out and act with impunity. And even if it's legal, the speech that you're engaged in, you have a company that you work for. This is why I don't work for a fucking broadcast company anymore. If I could say anything on behalf of Anthony, I would say, you know, this is the downside to working for these motherfuckers. Don't for a minute believe that SiriusXM gives a half a fuck about race relations. You know they don't, and I know they don't. What they care about is their company surviving. They have subscribers. They've got advertisers. They got motherfuckers calling my fucking phone every goddamn fucking week so I'll subscribe to their fucked up channel, which I don't subscribe to. I subscribe to my shit, you know. I'm in business here. So I'm not interested in what they got to say about anything. But that's me, because I'm in the business. But the fact of the matter is, they do have business to do, and when you do things to bring discredit and disfavor and disloyalty from the consumer onto that business, you fucked up, man. Nobody's going to keep you employed. Don't be fucking dumb. The way people react to this shit, I swear to God, there isn't one employed motherfucker out there. There's not one swinging fucking dick that has a job. I talk to a lot of these fucking guys, you know, and they'll complain about the fact that they're unemployed, and then I start digging a little deeper, and I find out, well, they're a bunch of fucking morons, you know. That one guy I talked to that got into a fight, and, you know, he busted his hand. He's had a busted hand now for 6 fucking years. And what did he get into a fight? He got into a fight because he was coming out of a bar, drinking at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a work fucking day with his old lady. The both of them are unemployed. And some guy said probably something very true, that your wife there or your girlfriend looks like something that came out of a barnyard. And this guy swung, and who knows who won the fight, you know, but he fucked his hand up, so who gives a shit? And he claims that he's been out of work as a result. And then I start asking him about fucking insurance. This stupid cunt hasn't even looked into health insurance. Don't start talking to me about motherfucking Obamacare if you don't even fucking look into this shit. And, you know, that's a whole other level of dumb that I swear to fucking Christ, one of these days, and it won't be long, gonna ride back on a, you know, the whole David Bowie thing. So, be that as it may, when you go out into this world and you're a public personality, a broadcaster, and you have to understand these things, even you guys, whoever you, if you work for someone, you carry around in your back pocket the reputation and the business, to whatever degree, of that company. I don't give a shit if you claim you have freedom of speech and that means that man does not have the right to fight. You don't understand. In America, it is illegal to fire people or to hire people on the basis of just a few things. It's not a big, long, goddamn thing, man. Only stupid motherfuckers think it's a big, long, goddamn infringement of their motherfucking rights because they didn't get out of the fucking thing. These are people that you see them tweeting, man. You see them writing shit. This guy wants to go on a fucking tirade about black people? I go on a fucking tirade about dumb motherfucking whites as well as blacks every fucking day. And what do they come up with? These stupid cunts come up with word Nazi, grammar Nazi, this shit, right? You know,
well, yeah, I'm supposed to be able to spell.
Yeah, because no one's going to take you seriously, you stupid motherfucker. Don't you understand? There's only a few things in America you can get your ass. Here she is. This is my lord and master. Ooh. All right. I'm fucking around, Mother Angelica. You're a very nice lady. I'm just, you know. Yeah, she seems like a very sweet, sweet lady. But I like seeing her there on my TV. I'm a new age Catholic. What do you want from me? I'm not even a Catholic. I am, but I'm not. I am, but I am on Christmas Eve, as we all are, even non-Catholics. I love to see the non-Catholic. Well, so you're walking around out there. You work for, give me your name. Who are you? Let's say we just talked to John from L.A. John is our quality. Let's see, John in L.A., and we work for John in L.A. I don't know what John does, but let's say John is a guy that makes donuts. The best fucking donuts in L.A. He's in Westchester. He's out there near the airport. He makes great donuts, and we all work for the John in L.A. Donut Company because it's a fucking great donut, and we're all fat and happy, and we're all, you know, we deliver the donuts. Some of us make the donuts. Some of us, whatever. John in L.A., just like you guys work for people, or you are employers. And there's Phil one day, and I'm delivering John in L.A.'s donuts, and I'm out there, and everyone, hey, Phil, give us John in L.A. You got it, man. You got it. You got it. You got it. Some black lady gets up in my face about some shit. Maybe I didn't deliver my donuts to her fast enough. Maybe she didn't even fucking pay. Who knows? She might have done a lot of shit that was wrong. The proper way of dealing with that would have, ma'am, excuse me, I'll get to you. If you got a complaint, here's the number. Please call. And if she was even more of a hassle than that, I would get a police officer to come over to interview to say, sir, I'm trying to do my job. That's how you do that. Now, if the woman comes over and is, you know, hassling me, whether she's right or wrong, I got a job to do here. Just as Anthony had a job to do, he's taking his fucking pictures. What the fuck is his problem, man? Now, this woman attacks him, you get a cop, that's the end of the fucking story. But this stupid motherfucker didn't do that. This stupid motherfucker, because he's a racist, because he's a unrepentant and unfiltered racist, and he's too dumb to understand the fucking world we're living in. This cat goes on fucking Twitter and starts talking publicly about blacks, this, that, something else. If I have John in L.A.'s donuts, and I don't call a cop, and I go out there, and I go on Twitter, and I go, fuck these goddamn N-word motherfucking goddamn baboon ape savage, this and that, it's a war, and we're losing. We, the whites. Never mind that, you know, the white people he's talking to are a fucking minority of motherfuckers, a bunch of fucking losers, a bunch of dirty-ass fucking cat dishes all over the place, like I was saying yesterday, motherfuckers. Period. And a few very entitled, wealthy, spoiled, rotten, bitch motherfuckers, you know, who depend upon mommy and daddy's money so they can say anything they want, and they're angry because they're such losers they can't really get a fucking life and a career going for themselves. You know, so they're pissed off that it's just because of the blacks, not because they're fucking lazy, crooked, two-bit punk bitches, you know, that probably took too many fucking dicks up their ass when they didn't mean to during their, you know, during their formative years. So now I go on Twitter and I do all that shit. John in L.A., my boss, just saw this. He sees Phil Hendry, John in L.A. Donuts. And the fucking guy, well, it didn't say Anthony Cumia, Sirius XM. Really? You think all those motherfuckers that follow him don't know what he does for a living? With the blue check mark? So, I'm on there, I'm going, this, that, and something else about black people. John in L.A., he's got a donut business. Everybody lines up for the donuts. Everyone loves the donuts. Chocolate, sprinkles, the fucking glazed donuts. It's fantastic. And this fucking asshole, Phil Hendry, the John in L.A. donut delivery guy, just went on a tirade on Twitter. John calls me into his office. He says, what the fuck are you doing, man? Well, don't I have freedom of speech? You have freedom of speech, yes, but remember that your free speech affects the livelihood and the lives of hundreds of other employees here. It also affects my livelihood because people hear this stuff. Well, you don't understand what you did. You should have got a cop. Why didn't you get a cop? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, it's not right. It's not fair. I get it, man. But this is a cycle. You guys know what a cyclotron is? Do you know what a cyclotron is? A cyclotron is that, I don't even know if they use it anymore, but in fission, in the science of atomic fission, a cyclotron is a chamber into which they fire an electron. And the electron bounces around, man, and it's making contact with all kinds of shit. It's making contact with all kinds of fucking matter. But if that son of a bitch should split an atom, which is what they want it to do, there's a whole goddamn fucking explosion, the likes of which man on this planet rarely sees. And before 1945, they never fucking saw it. We are all living in a cyclotron, motherfuckers. When you fire some shit in there, Jack, it's going to explode. You can sit and rub your ass and worry about how, you know, you have freedom of speech all you fucking want. But shit happens. When your speech causes shit to happen, I'm not talking about the fact that you don't have the right to say what you want to say. Anthony Cumia is walking around a free man today. Do you understand this? Any of you people ever been in jail? I spent 2 nights in jail in my life. That's all I ever want to fucking spend in jail. That's all. Now, the day may come, the day may still come, that I will actually go to jail willingly on behalf of some civil or social cause. This happens. As our good friend G-Eazy says, these things happen. These things happen. But I would really like to stay outside of a jail. Now, we think, because most of us are fucking candy asses, that the worst thing in this goddamn world is to lose your fucking job. Well, I got news for you. Jail is worse, because you don't get to move past the fucking 8x8 or whatever the hell it is. And you know, thank Christ that when I was in jail, I didn't suffer from claustrophobia like I do today. I have claustrophobia like you wouldn't fucking believe. I would have fucking gone nuts, you know. All right, that's all I got. Well, we'll continue this here. Well, actually, no. Let everybody know about the pre-show rant. The pre-show rant is a rocking good time. And today's pre-show rant, I think, is great. But let me just sum up, because we got a couple more minutes. Anthony Cumia is walking around free today. He lost his fucking job because his boss, not the United States motherfucking government, not Barack Obama, this guy would have lost his fucking job no matter who the fucking president was. That's a promise from me to you, as we like to say on the Phil Hendry Show. He's still walking around. He lost his fucking job because he fucked up. Just like Earl Butz did 30-plus fucking years ago. In the early days of the Ronald Reagan administration, and I thank the gentleman who sent me the name of Earl Butz. He was the Secretary of Agriculture. Boy, if ever a guy was more aptly named, I'd like to know who. This guy was a real Butz, all right. I mean, he had his head up his Butz. Earl, head up his Butz. Secretary of Agriculture. I know I'm sounding very grandfatherly right now because I'm looking at all kinds of clocks and shit, and I don't know whether okay. This guy lost his job because he said the only thing that black people need are three things. They need loose shoes, tight pussy, and a warm place to shit. This is what this guy said on an airliner with a tape recorder going. This dumb, goddamn motherfucking Earl Butz, Secretary of Agriculture, newly named by Ronald Reagan. That was way back in 81, 82. 82, I believe. 82. What's the year now? See, what do I tell you about history? If for no other reason, you are not going to be befuddled and confused if you know what's going on. History is simply knowing what's going on outside your fucking front door. People that don't know history don't know a goddamn thing. They don't know a goddamn thing. All right. It's time now to get into our regular show. So we say goodbye to our pre-show people, and we're going to get on to TuneIn, and we're going to get on to, of course, Listen Live, which is where you can listen. Good morning, everybody. It is time now for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It is our showcast here. And I just went on a fairly decent rant about Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony. And if you want to hear the entire rant, what you do is listen. The downloads for our pre-show are available at philhendryshow.com. PhilHendryShow.com. I say again, PhilHendryShow.com. Yes, indeed, PhilHendryShow.com. Oh, yeah, Phil. Anyway, you can pick up those rants, download those at PhilHendryShow.com, because I went into a motherfucker of a pre-show rant today. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, good morning.